Care.
From the Director of Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to increase for 2012 the professional services contract with Andrea and Orendorf LLC with vendor fees not to exceed $950,000 to provide additional personnel in support of the provision of senior management services in Racine and Kenosha counties.
Supervisor
Biddle? Madam Chair, I move approval.
Okay. I do have a motion for approval. Is there Supervisor Lipscomb?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Two questions. There was, if I remember, there was some conflict when this was RFP mm-hmm. last year regarding the DBE subcontractor, and I'm wondering if that was worked out, if they've replaced their DBE, or how was that handled?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb. The firm of Andre and Orndorff had subcontracted with another DBE at the time of the initial of that particular discussion, and also is itself a DBE firm.
Okay. All right. So it's not a. That's not a. Okay. And then, just in general, so I've had some concern about the contract in the past, and that the 625 mm-hmm. seems mm-hmm. to buy us three personnel. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in, and so I, you know, my concern is how we use these contracts to sort of mm-hmm. buy ourselves high-priced staff without having it on our mm-hmm. in our budget as high-priced staff. What is the additional 325? What is that buying us in terms of personnel, and why couldn't we hire them directly?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, this particular increase is solely for staff when we sign a contract with the state of Wisconsin to provide the family care benefit in Racine and Kenosha County. So because in order to do that effectively, we're going to have people stationed in Racine and Kenosha County, and my expectation, I don't know who any of those people might be at this point, but may in reality reside in Racine or Kenosha County. So the staff that we've identified that we would need to bring on initially for that particular initiative, not for staffing Milwaukee Family Care, is someone to a contract services coordinator, a quality improvement coordinator. The quality improvement coordinators are the individuals who help members with their appeals and grievances. They appear at appeal and grievance hearings in front of the administrative law judges. So assuming that we're going to need to have a physical presence there to be able to assist members if they have concerns about their care plans, a clerical position to be able to handle sort of the flow of an office, an individual who will function as sort of that geographic area's placement team. Those are the individuals who we have here who are able to assist care managers and the nurses on the interdisciplinary teams in terms of identifying appropriate community residential placements for members who either have to leave need additional services beyond what can be provided in their home, or ideally are moving from nursing home to back into the community, and then a program administrative coordinator, someone to just sort of take charge out of that new geographic area. So it's five positions that we're looking at to provide that family care benefit in two new counties.
And then to the question of why we couldn't hire them directly.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, right now there's a residency requirement for Milwaukee County staff, and so again, if we've got people who are I expect to work every day in Racine and Kenosha County, I don't know that it's realistic that I'm going to be able to hire the best qualified person if they have to reside within Milwaukee County. Beyond that, we're looking at. We're still working with the state. We haven't signed a contract yet for Racine and Kenosha. So what this offers us is the opportunity to get that ground up. Whether this is how we will continue to staff that initiative over the lifespan of how long we provide the family care benefit in those counties, I wouldn't say that this is how we will handle it forever. But as we move into these new areas, we need to have a physical presence there. We need to be able to sort of hit the ground running with how we provide that benefit. So that was why we looked at it from this perspective.
So we have comparable staff in-house now with respect to providing the benefits
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lisconi, yes.
I'm opposed to our setting up a sort of a dual system of private contractors that are doing the same thing and nesting it inside of a contract that I've long had some concern about, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anything further? Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, you know, I asked a lot of questions when we said we were going to take over this the service of Senior Kenosha Counties. And for me, I mean, we're approving contracts that are going to serve Racine and Kenosha with really no ability to determine whether the Health and Human Needs Department in those two counties are going to be satisfied with the kind of opportunities that they're going to get and the services they're going to get from these contracts, if I'm understanding how this is working. And you know, it didn't quite reach, you know, satisfy the smell test to me. The first time around, we were assured that there were opportunities for our department to perhaps realize some savings. But you know, this is really, for example, the whole idea of we require someone in Milwaukee County to be a resident here. It's a policy this board set, and we follow through on those policies, which is something that I try to, you know, concentrate on. If we're going to set a policy, let's do it. And now we're being asked to approve staffing positions that are going to be providing services to Racine and Kenosha counties without knowing whether those citizens would be satisfied with those services. And quite frankly, wondering why I'm, as a policymaker in Milwaukee County, even having to ask those questions. I really think the state has put something on us that we shouldn't be doing. And I'm starting to question this whole process now. Mm-hmm. So it's strange to me, and I'd like to hear from you if I'm missing something here.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, when a county participates in family care. Now, Racine and Kenosha have both had family care within their counties for the past 5 years. They have had one managed care organization within their counties. And so when, as happens in Milwaukee County, every 5 years the state puts forward an RFP and allows other people to bid on providing that benefit within those geographic areas. When that occurred last time in Milwaukee County, now there are two managed care organizations providing family care and two organizations providing partnership. So there's more than one MCO in Milwaukee County. So when the RFP became available for Racine and Kenosha, we made the decision that we could easily provide our same services to the citizens who either have not enrolled in family care at this point in Racine and Kenosha, new enrollees, or people who are enrolled in other programs, whether it be the other managed care organization or through IRIS, who want to switch and have an opportunity to go with another vendor. It's not unlike the way that this county provides services of many different sorts in other counties. I'm not an expert on the way that other counties provide services, but I believe that we provide services through the medical examiner's office and to other municipalities and through IMSD to other municipalities. And so from a real practical standpoint, my sense is that the Racine and Kenosha, their human services departments don't provide this benefit. And, you know, a managed care organization does that for them. So when they have concerns about the level of service that their citizens are receiving at this point, they will go to that managed care organization. If they have a concern about the level of service that someone is receiving through this entity, they will come back through us and make their concerns known, as everyone on this board does. And we're as attentive, quite frankly, to members of this board as we are to members of the public who don't voice their concerns to their supervisors or to people who simply call up. That's what's when we get a concern, you know, someone picks up the phone and addresses that.
Yeah, and that, see, I mean, you do call attention to the mm-hmm. fact that we do provide services, for example, our medical examiner, but that's our staff doing mm-hmm. really some contracted work outside mm-hmm. our county, or even the sheriff's bomb squad.
Mm-hmm.
we still oversee those individuals. If I'm understanding this, we're hiring individuals that aren't going to work from Waukee County at all, correct? This is totally out of county.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, we currently have staff through that we have working for Milwaukee County through professional services contracts, and the 99% of our care management, as you're aware, are through purchase of service contracts. We contract out for our care management functions as well as all of the other items that are in the benefit package for people enrolled in family care, group homes and home-delivered meals and so on. All of those things are through contracts that we provide through Milwaukee County. This would be individuals who are ultimately, are contracting through Milwaukee County. So we will have that same level of oversight. And I don't mean to minimize the concerns of the board by any means, but when you look at the number of staff that we're looking at, when you look at efficiencies of scale, to bring on five positions to staff an organization across the span of two new counties, that's a pretty small staff. We are going to be maximizing the efficiencies because we have our best practice team here, because we have our fiscal division here. I think a wide economy of scale that you're seeing in that. I don't know that any other organization would be able to, a private organization that was coming in as a new managed care organization in a new geographic area, would certainly have to bring on more than five individuals. I mean, and again, I'm not saying that this is going to be the be-all and the end-all. That would be disingenuous of me, but for to start up so that we're ready to be able to hit the ground running and provide services that people have become accustomed to through this department, I think we've been pretty lean in terms of what our estimations are.
Am I correct that these individuals are strictly for out-of-county services?
Yes. These individuals, Madam Chair and Supervisor Jurczyk, would be working to provide that family care benefit outside for people who are not Milwaukee County responsibilities. Because I don't want to get into too much detail, but we provide services to people out of Milwaukee County who are Milwaukee County responsibilities.
I understand.
Yeah,
that.
So.
I don't know if anyone else shares the concern. I was going to offer the amendment to just extend the current contract, so we would remove the language increasing the contract. If there's nobody else sharing that concern, I'll just vote against the item.
I can withdraw my motion. So you can.
If there's no other, I'm not hearing any other comments in support of that directly. Mm-hmm. So.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, if I may, if we aren't able to, just so that you're aware, without increasing the contract, then I will not be able to bring on staff for this to be able to staff up for Racine and Kenosha. It isn't, we, as we continue to work with the state, and again, it's just so that you're aware of all the nuances within this. We won't be able to bring on through. We won't be able to create positions and get them through cycle and through the HR process in order to step up. Again, if I can find individuals who are willing to work in Racine and Kenosha but not live there, so that's just the sort of the impact on that.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not hearing anyone else really supporting that anyway. I guess I'll be a lone vote against the entire item as a symbolic expression to you that I oppose this as the method through which we're going to expand. I mean, people need to understand that to the extent that we contract out what would otherwise be internal staff and what is internal staff in all other cases, we are. I mean, that's why. Our legacy costs and all that are so high on a per individual basis. It's because we're only spreading it out on a smaller base. And so to the extent we continue down this road of privatizing our staff through contracts, we only exacerbate that. So.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Biddle.
Has there been a process to even evaluate with current county staff if anyone would like to work in Racine or Kenosha? Or are we just assuming that our staff wouldn't want to, or we couldn't get anyone to, to do it? Has there been a process to even evaluate that option?
We, Madam Chair, Supervisor Biddle, no, we have not evaluated that, because if we were going to do that, I'd have to create the positions. And then once I created the positions, then I'd have to make them open. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and it makes sense. But if I have a conversation with you and you indicate that this is an interest area of yours, that you live far enough south in the county that you'd like to do this, when once I've created the position, if circumstances change, or you may not be the most senior person, so there's all kinds of sort of layers within that. If we look at, you know, who would elect to go, if I create the position and no one elects, then do I involuntarily transfer someone to that position? So, and again, in order to be able to keep up, as usual, with sort of accelerated timeframes that were presented to from the state of Wisconsin, this is the way that we can make sure that we've got sufficient administrative staff to be able to get the program up and going.
Thank you.
Well, let
me try the question from a little different angle.
Mm-hmm.
This is services being offered to Racine and Kenosha,
mm-hmm.
which have absolutely no contact with Milwaukee County, other than you're going to be providing the management, if you will, and with our own care management organizations, whether it's in-house with our family care or the community, we do have the citizen boards that kind of oversee that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a regional board? A regional board that Racine and Kenosha get to sit on and, mm-hmm. and be part of the oversight?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, what happens is there is, the same way that there is a CMO governing board, for which you saw the new appointees this morning, there will be a governing board for the MCO, which would be an extension of this one, but with representation from elected officials, from citizens, from participants or family members of participants, the same requirements for participation from all of the target groups that are represented by that organization would be the case. So there is that opportunity. And again, it's the sort of the same appeal and grievance opportunity where you have family care members who serve on the appeal and grievance committee. So all of those pieces would still be in place.
This is all statutory.
Yes, it's Madam Chair and Supervisor Jurczyk, yeah. There are requirements within the Health and Community Supports contract that we sign with the state of Wisconsin every year that states what the requirement for a board and what the composition of the board would look like.
Thank you very much.
I'm moved approval.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Federal, most approval. And seeing no more comments or questions, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, one no. The motion is approved.